Good morning, good morning, good morning, my lovely people. What a great day. What a great morning. What a great afternoon with your coffee with DJ Fat Potato. What's going on today? Hope everybody's having a positive, great day. Just remember, you know, I mentioned this before, but I want to mention it again. Odds are always against you. So with that being said, there's no reason to be scared to jump off the porch and go for your success. See, that's the funniest part, thing that people don't want to face or realize is that odds are always against you. But if it's made for you and you believe in yourself, the odds will only diminish by you conquering your goals and your dreams that you set out to do every morning or every day. So don't be scared of your dreams. Yeah, it's so easy to talk about the L's, which are not losses, they're lessons. I'm gonna say it one more time. The L's are not losses. They are lessons. We learn from doing things. We learn from reading, writing, and applying what we learned. When you're a child, you learn a lot of things. And that's the thing that those are your odds or your lessons. We're gonna go through it. You're gonna be successful. So some of your L's are gonna be just help you become even better. The step back to move forward. To gather yourself, to move down, to explode up, to reach your dreams. That's the great thing about it. It's catching them L's, which are called lessons, and not losses. So with that said, there's a positive way to change the vocabulary or change the mind frame of the information that you process to feed yourself. It's very simple. The people always point out what if and what cannot be, or always talk about the negative things. That's every day of life. Even living life is negative. And if you think about it, because you're alive, so everybody's going to talk about death before you go to sleep for that day. You'll hear about somebody passed away who has made it before you go back to sleep. Isn't that the opposite of life? It's death. But you learn lessons of what you do before death and what to do to be prepared for death. And those are your lessons that you learn, that you correct and you motivate to push to live one life you live and live the best ability you can be. So always be the best person you can be and don't be scared to learn them lessons, because that's what they are at the end of the day. You get them lessons and not losses. Stay positive. Another great day, like I said before. Just to spin back a little topic, like I said, coming to DJ and talk about the diversity game of DJing. Like I said, there's a lot of stereotyping DJing. One of my young men right now is in North Dakota. He put on his Facebook page something I mentioned about again, so we'll talk about it because people don't realize it's really real. They don't quite understand that. He's in a dominant mix. I say a mixed community, right? But as you know, they don't have the very big population of minorities. So it's a mixed crowd. But see, the club venue failed to realize that this DJ right here may be an African American, but he has DJed for the military. And what happens in the military? We DJ for a diverse crowd. So he's very diverse. I mean, not diverse, but he's very rounded individual. He can play anything. I've seen him play Latin night. I've seen him play country night. I've seen him play reggae night. I've seen him play top 40, pop, dance. So he's very versatile with his music and his library. So this man, he said a story. So I'm going to tell you the story he said. He went to this club that is very popular in his area that he's at in North Dakota. He volunteered his time to say, hey, I will do even give you free to let me get in. Let me show what I can do. Right? So the manager still told him no because of the color of his skin. We just keep it for 100 for what it is. He figures that he's going to be a black guy who DJs and all he's going to play is hip hop and rap and trap, because the stereotype of what they see is that's all we know in music. That's all we know. There's so much of us in diversity in music. Music don't have no color, no skin at all, period. So he finally was able to convince the guy to give him a slot. He gets a slot. He goes out there and he shows a video of that night. And it's packed. It's crowded. He got the crowd going crazy. Now, as the DJ community, we all know there are certain songs that everybody danced to. I mean, everybody. Don't matter what nationality you are, it's a club banger. Drinks in your system, you're getting down. So he played a little Bootsy, Wipe Me Down. Everybody know that is like an international song. and everybody likes Wipe Me Down. You play Usher, Lil Jon, Eastside Boys, T-Pain. These are great artists. Chris Brown are international artists, right? Everybody dances to these songs no matter what nationality you are. These are guaranteed crowd movers. He plays it, and the club manager had the nerve to text my man. And he kept the text, too, because this is motivation. Text my man and said, I don't like that song. But the crowd was banging. And then on top of that, my man even said that the owner told him, I don't want to play no trap music. So my man, you know what I'm saying, is trying to get in the game, so he's playing his role. Because we all play the role sometimes to get in, to turn the corner, to turn the light on a scenario, to get in so we can go ahead and blow up the situation and turn it right. You know, plant the seed for it can grow. So fast forward. You know what I'm saying? Corona 19 kicked in. Club doing real bad. The DJ has no DJs at all for the whole month. Who does he call? He calls my partner again, right? So my partner runs Facebook and asks this question. What do you think? Would you do it? Some DJ said no. Some DJ said I don't understand with that and I would do it. Now, what would I say? You have the power now. You have the power to change the narrative of this guy. Because you already changed it one time. And people have been bugging him. Put it in his ear, man. Da 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 da. Man, why you got the DJ? Whatever. He got a chance to be the DJ for the whole month. You know what I would do? A little payback is sweet. Because you're going to pay me now. You're going to pay me a nice little change, too. I ain't going to undercut it. I'm going to charge you a nice, very gorgeous fee. And then when I get in there, I'm going to play what the crowd wants to hear. So don't care what the club owner may feel, because I'm going to have that floor rocking from door to door, sweating off the walls. Hey, skeet, skeet. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'll probably, you know, talk about this again in another episode and just talk about the outcome of it. But that is just to know a lesson. That's a lesson, name a loss. A lesson of the power. And it came full circle. No, he has the advantage to dictate what he wants from the club and to perform how he wants the club to be seen, to turn it into a new thing. So if he decides to do the Willie Beamer way to betray him, that's going to be worth 10 times more, and people going to book him for more events outside of that. So when odds are against you, still go and master your dream. Because that's an example. He went for his goal and his dream. He still mastered. Now it came back 10 times fold to pay him off later on. Lesson learned. Know when to fold and know when to roll. Know when to play your cards and go for the gusto. But that's it, man. Just stay encouraged on everything, anything in your life. Stay blessed. Stay safe out there. We all have to make a change, and making changes through education. So remember, educate those and educate yourself to become a better person than your ancestors were or your parents were. Stay blessed. Stay garden. This DJ Fat Potato out with your morning coffee with DJ Fat Potato. Holla at y'all later.